Sonic presents Legends of Edmonton with Ryan G.
Profiling notable Edmontonians and their connection to the city. Today we chat with Mayor Don Iveson. At 36 years old, he's the second youngest mayor in the history of the city. I asked him if he prefers Jasper Ave or White Ave. He said both. White for the culture, Jasper for the coffee and business. Donair's, his favorite is Primetime Donair. That's in Millwoods. And when it comes to pizza, Don Iveson, you said Park Allen Restaurant.
If I had to choose one food to eat for the rest of my life until I died from congestive heart failure, it would be the bacon and fresh tomato pizza at Park Allen Restaurant. It's a great family that runs that restaurant, and they have great Lebanese food, but their pizza is unbelievable, too.
Is that thin crust, deep crust?
It's a thicker crust. The bacon and fresh tomato, that's my spot.
Legends of Edmonton.
How important is it to take that space for yourself where you're not engaged with mayor duties? I mean, can you go to the grocery store and have a private moment in the produce section?
Less and less so. People are, by and large, very friendly. But I think after 2 years of doing this and being on TV almost every day, I'm fairly recognizable now, which is a little weird still. But Edmontonians are friendly people, and they're very respectful, especially if I'm with my family, by and large. But I don't go for groceries myself that often anymore. Not because of that, just because I don't have time. I do take the LRT, and I get sometimes all the way home with my headphones in, listening to what I want to listen to. And then other days, people come up to me and say, "Oh my God, are you the mayor?" And I have a decision to make right there, whether I'm going to tell the truth and say yes, or say, "No, man, I'm just listening to my tunes here."
Legends of Edmonton.
You know the City of Champions sign? I don't know if you noticed it, but we have an official one sitting in Sonic Studios. We just put it on the wall. You know the story behind this a little bit, right?
I do, yes.
We tried to follow official protocol. We were prepared for meetings and months of deliberation. And then a Sonic boy came in, and I don't know where he got it, but we bought it off him for a couple Sonic Boom tickets.
Okay, well, I'm not going to ask any questions at this point. We'll protect the innocent, which is you guys, and the other guy, whatever. So I'm glad you guys have that there, and I'm glad that there will be always a number of reminders around the city that this is a city of champions. But we're also, you know, a festival city, a river city, a city of learners, a city of enterprise and innovation and industry. We're all of those things. And if we pick one and single it out, particularly if we don't all agree what it means, that actually makes it harder for us to bring a comprehensive brand forward that we can all get behind and that people elsewhere in the country can understand.
Legends of Edmonton.
Engaging with the community, I think, is the key to being happy in a community. Long time you've heard people say Deadmonton, make weird or funny jokes. And it's always the people that don't engage. They don't raise their hand and say, "I want to get involved." And I think once you do, find out it's a great place.
Those people exist in every city. The problem is we listen to them a bit too much in Edmonton. You know, like someone says something and then we react and we panic. Or a columnist writes something and says, you know, "Oh, I didn't like coming to Edmonton. It was rather boring." And then we used to freak out. And so the last few times people have done that to us, I've tried to say, well, consider the source, or who cares what that guy thinks. And if we train ourselves not to spaz out every time that somebody says something nasty about us, because, you know, our defensiveness historically on this has admitted that we have low self-confidence about our community. But I think that's shifting now. I think people are proud to live here. I think because so many people have moved here from elsewhere through the period of rapid growth over the last 10 years, anyone who's come here in the last 10 years made a choice to be here. And that's a little different than growing up here and kind of being here by default or feeling like you're stuck here. And that's where that attitude comes from. And I think there's so many people who are fierce defenders of the city because they chose to be here, and they are making it theirs by getting out, getting involved, volunteering, starting businesses, putting their mark on the city. Those are the people that really inspire me. And I think they're going to win. They're going to bring all the doubters along with them too. And it's changing. It's really exciting.
You've done so much in the city over the last 2 years. It's insane for you to have one favorite moment. But do you want to just tell us about one moment that means a lot to you?
One of the nicest things I've got to do was go judge the slam dunk tournament at the Pride of the North Side b-ball tournament last year. It's just next to Lazert, so it's up around Londonderry there. And the heart of those people, the diversity that was coming together to play basketball in a great tournament that celebrates the North Side. You know, I'm inspired by that.
Legends of Edmonton.
The AMA Reddit article, of course, from 2013, where you came out as a Beastie Boys fan.
Oh, absolutely.
And everyone here at Sonic Studios is chanting, "One of us, one of us." That's a huge victory for the alternative world, man. Favorite Beastie Boys album?
I think it's got to be Ill Communication. And it's the first one that I encountered, and I was like 12 years old, and it was like nothing I'd ever heard before. And this girl I liked was listening to it, and I was like, "Yeah, man, this is really good." And at first it was because she was listening to it, and then And then I haven't seen her in 25 years, but I'm still listening to the Beastie Boys. So worked out.
Is there a song off that album that you go to?
Get It Together is one of my all-time favorites. Get it together.
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
Final question, too. We ask this to every guest, and it's a feature on the Garner Andrews Show. The weirdest place you've ever had to sleep?
Well, my office in Toronto was pretty brutal.
Head on the desk, pen sticking in your chest.
Yeah, basically. Well, and there wasn't, you know, it was like in a chair that had a lot of Doritos crumbs in it. So that was brutal, but those days are behind me now.
All right. I appreciate it, man. Legends of Edmonton, Mayor Don Iveson. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.